together, we all came around the pain. Here we go, late ill kid at one yo, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of Sports. It's been a minute, man. Nerd Soul Sports chilling. You know what we doing right now. We talking about if you're running, you're throwing the ball, you're kicking something, driving around the street, you know, doing some tennis, whatever it is. But right over here, I'm joined by the amazing Long Beach Hove, the Black Kanye, P.L. Parker Lewis.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Long time no see. Nerd Soul Sports is back. PL is here to say hello.
Yes. So, since it's been a while, we've had the most spice coming from one particular sport. Now, there are some other things that I would like to touch on, but today we're talking about. Or tonight we're going to be talking about Sha'Carri. Now, before we get to Sha'Carri, there are some small things that I wanted to, you know, talk about, pull out real quick if I could. The ball boy looking good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That,
yo, the ball family looking, well, two-thirds of the ball family looking hot.
No, stop that. Stop that. We're not disrespecting Lonzo like that. Come on.
Oh, man.
Lonzo just got a brand new deal. You can't disrespect Lonzo like that, man. Come on.
Okay. All right. Now, I will say this. Seriously, LiAngelo look good, man. Like, from a straight up hustle standpoint, the stuff I've seen of just him hustling, at least he's exhibiting to me that he wants to play. Like, he wants a spot. There were a couple of things that went on during the summer league that I thought were selfish or lazy when it comes to the Hornets. Yeah, lazy and selfish, I'd say. And almost childish.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe child, because there were some, you know, of course we all, you know, watch some videos, look at different videos or different analysis. And it does seem, at least to a certain degree, that maybe they're trying to ice him out for some reason. I don't know. I'm not sure. Or maybe, I don't know. But it seemed like there was mad times when dude would be open on multiple games. And it was just like,
because I mean, mad open. I don't want to speculate. I really don't. But in that situation, it's kind of like once he had the first good, like that didn't start happening until like after the first game. Like once his teammates said, oh, he can play. Oh, yeah, he got a spot. I ain't passing him the ball no more. He on the team.
He's like hustling. I gotta worry about he's getting steals and stuff. He's following up shots. He's doing like the fundamental things that you like to see. Like, oh, snap, he's following his shot. You know, running for the rebound. He's diving for the ball. He's doing like good stuff. And you reward that by hitting him when he's open.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Lil Bro gonna hit him down the court. When the season starts, don't worry, Lil Bro gonna get ticked. Don't worry, man. They got a nice little thing going on out there, man.
I worry, no doubt. That's something that I wanted to touch on. Then, outside of what we're about to get into tonight, we did have the Olympics as a whole. I was against the Olympics. I thought it was kind of a bad idea. But for the most part, there wasn't like a crazy super spreader event. So it seems to have gone off without much of a hitch.
A major hitch. Let's play a major hitch.
Well, yeah, a major hitch. Of course, you had the stuff with Russia and, you know, doping, and they can't even use their own flag. And then you had issues of, you know, people in the powerlifting where, what was it? It was the young lady from, I can't remember where it was. There was some controversy over, because she actually lifted more than I think the young lady from China. But like when she let the bar go to go down, she was like, her arm was so, like, so not the right spot. But I was just like, she clearly lifted the bar, man. Like, I mean, but.
Come on now.
There was a guy in karate that got robbed because in karate, the way they do point matches in general, you're not supposed to like hit. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be like, kind of like a pop. And he knocked the guy out.
Yeah.
But you knocked the guy out. He won. No, they took the. They let the other guy win, even though he got taken out on the stretcher.
You're not supposed to knock him out.
Yo, if he knocked him out, I think that would mean that he won the fight. But, I mean, rules are rules.
It makes too much sense, man. It makes too much sense.
It was cool to see the skating and the skate park. Yeah, go on and show him the Hulk. Show him the Hulk. There you go. That's right. Get it up real close. You know what I'm saying? Marvel ain't sending me no money, but, I mean, you know, hey, what you got? Cut the check, Marvel. But real quick before we get into,
got it.
Thank you. Shout out to Jenna James. Said as far as LiAngelo, after that first game, the other teammate were like, "Nah, I got to make the team too. You already got an inside track with the family."
Ain't that Tyler what Bennett. I just said?
They seen it.
And he family too. Oh no, we not passing him the ball, fam. Oh no, oh no.
Oh, I was like, yo, he right, he open, he right there.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Watch this. You got a front row seat to watch this.
Look, yo, homie, I can't remember the dude's name. All I know is he was trying to single-handedly bring and one back. Like,
hey,
I was like,
I gotta secure my spot. He family, he good.
Homie was like, hey, and then missing shots. You done did about 500 dribbles and then missed the shot. I'm like,
you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Operate the offense, my dude, and just live your life.
No. I got
what you think this is, college?
You got to see me score.
Oh man, so let's see. Jenna James said, "What about Lil Bro getting tricked like his teammate PJ into having an IG model baby?" Look, you know what?
I think
all right, PJ
James's point. PJ did get tricked. PJ got hoodwinked.
But he shouldn't have. There was mad people on the line like, yo, my dude, don't do this.
Sir, that's neither here nor there. It's already happened. It's happened, man. It's out there. I think LaMelo is a little smarter than people let on. And don't forget who his daddy is.
Yeah.
Daddy ain't finna let... If you think that she... Hey, man, nah.
Yeah, I don't think Lonzo gonna let. Gonna let that last.
LeVar might have that little dude neutered already.
Yeah. Shout to Sandra Thomas. Nice to see you. Said, "Hey, long time no see." This boy none. Can I help you?
Woo!
Can I assist you?
Cut the check.
We can't look, yo, DC. Look, man.
DC, cut the check.
Can I help you? Can this is not for. What do you think we are doing a product review? You think we doing product review? Look, this boy gonna change the channel. So basically, PJ got caught out there with a young lady. If you haven't heard her name, she's Brittany Renner. She's an IG model. I don't know how you feel about that term, but she's an IG model or was one. They had a relationship that produced the seed, and that seed, you know, is now, you know, seems to be a way to a financial means. That's what it seems to be, especially uncovering old tweets and old videos from Brittany Renner herself. Now, I don't know. She was also crying and stuff, so maybe it was some real love. I don't know. But it didn't look like the most wise choice from the young man, PJ. But then it also brings into question, you know, discussions about age and when she started talking to him and this, that, and the third. And, you know, that's a whole nother thing, you know. So, but we have been watching sports. We have been paying attention. Besides, like, baseball. It's mostly Olympics. Besides baseball, we have been paying attention. But in the Olympics, they also did track and field. And,
Ooh, look at that segue, boy. That man good. Look at that segue, boy. That man good.
Track and field is known to you guys from either running track or doing shot put or, running hurdles. There was a young lady, or is a young lady, by the name Sha'Carri Richardson. Before the Olympics happened, she was running in the Diamond League. She was, like, you know, breaking records and setting paces and all kinds of great stuff. And unfortunately, she was disqualified because she was smoking marijuana. She was dealing with some things, and she wasn't able to attend. But a month later, or 2 months later, since the Olympics got pushed back, we're also in the season for the Diamond League. Or I think it just ended, but at the time, we were in the season for the Diamond League. And so we're doing Worlds now. So they kind of went from Olympics straight into Worlds. So Sha'Carri Richardson is actually able to run. So everybody's like, oh, snap, she's going to be able to run. This is going to be great. This is going to be real fun. Because a lot of people during the Olympics said that the winners in the sprint categories, at the very least, did not race against the best. Because Sha'Carri Richardson was not there. And even they'll let her run because at the very least, you don't want it to be said that the Olympics did not produce the best when they weren't available. But they didn't let her run. So, okay, cool. You can't run. Now we got the Worlds, the Diamond Worlds up. So we like, okay, the Prefontaine Classic. People are like, okay, cool. This is her return. And she even does kind of like this big, well, not big, but big enough splash on Instagram, like kind of doing like the hair challenge thing. I'm you know back. When you wear regular hair and then you got good colors and gold suit.
It was one of the TikTok everything. Video or something to that effect.
Yeah, and it was Nicki Minaj. So it seemed like, yo, look, she mean business. Yo, when she come back, why is this?
Batman wearing a Marvel shirt.
That man is about peace between brands. So peep this. She comes in, she runs, and I don't think there's a problem with her physicality. I think at this time, there's probably a mental issue going on that's just like, she's not able to get into the game. But she runs and she loses. And when I say loses, she doesn't get like second place or third place. She's actually the very last runner.
Like, you know what I mean? She was 9th out of 10th, no?
Oh, there's 10?
She was 9 out of 10, though.
Oh, I thought she was the very last runner. Okay, cool.
I thought she was 9. I know she was 9th, but I'm always, it's a track race. I'm always assuming that there's 10 people.
Oh, okay. So, but I think there was, because people say dead last. So she, but if she wasn't.
Quite possible.
If she wasn't, she was very next to last, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, after we're thinking, you know how it is when you lose and you got to go, you know, say something to the press or whatever. At first, it seemed like she was just going to walk back into the back. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, she's just going to walk in the back. You know, she ain't going to say nothing. Come on up. So I'm thinking she's going to come straight to the back, right? No, she decided, I'm going to speak to the press. PL, could you tell them exactly, well, maybe not exactly, but the energy that she came with?
She had that Chris Tucker energy that, when you see me, don't worry. I'll shut up right now. But when he gone, I'll be talking again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Nah, she had a
I'm not done. Energy. Y'all can talk whatever y'all want to talk. I'm going to be
back. She said all the right things. Basically, she said all of the right things in all of the wrong ways.
Yeah.
She said all the right things in all the wrong ways.
I'll give you that. Because even when she
It ended up rubbing some people the wrong way how she said it. But she didn't say, if you listen to what she said, she really didn't say anything wrong. It was just kind of how she said it. And then it was kind of like a disregard. We see the big difference between that race, the Prefontaine Classic, and the race that just happened the other day.
Yeah.
It was a major difference.
They did say that she has a new trainer now. So that could be it. Maybe she needed to get hit to kind of like know, like, yo, this is how you like recover from a hit. But she, you know, Tyler Bennett says, stop making rats in the housewives. Ain't nobody even talk about that. So, so anyway, she comes out and the thing, she's like, I'm not done. I'm one of the 6 fastest women in the world. Can't take that from me. I'm like, well, actually, if women keep getting faster, that can be taken from you technically. But, you know, she was more kind of hyping herself up than really talking to us. And you can kind of push that off on like, yo, man, that happens. You know, when you're young, you got to do that. You got to keep pushing and, you know, kind of like being confident. Really confident.
Right.
So.
Like I said, she said all the right things in all the wrong ways.
Then there was people mad that she cursed, here's my argument about the cursing. My argument about the cursing isn't that people shouldn't curse or anything. It's that these are the same people that are turn around and watch The Wire or Game of Thrones or something. Or, you know what I'm saying? And be like, oh, this is the greatest show ever. And just be like, I thought you didn't like cursing. But now I do understand the time and place situation. But I wouldn't say it was to the point where it was vulgar. I think people were just looking at a thing to pick at her about. Now, she did start this. She had a whole video, you know what I'm saying, turning around, flipping from natural hair into like weave hair and everything, and it's blue and it's matching colors, and she talking about, I'm coming in. Yep, she was back. And when she was back, she did not win. She didn't even look good. Like, she had a bad start. She ran slow, and she stayed slow.
The only
Let me take that back. Slow for them.
The only thing that I didn't like was after the Olympics, she basically came out and took a shot at the women who won, the Jamaican national team. Because remember, the Jamaican national team came in 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I didn't like that shot because it was unnecessary. However, I don't like how she has been labeled. Everybody loses, fam. Even when she came in 4th the other day. Yeah. You can't win every race, fam.
Like, you could look at an article, I mean, look at a story and say, Sha'Carri shows results after new race. You know, being like, yo, look, dead last, now she in 4th. Maybe she just needed to get her mind right. But the stories ain't like that. The story is like, Sha'Carri lost the race. I'm like, that.
I don't like it. When I saw the headline, if it was anybody else but her, that would have been the narrative. But because it was her, she's done. I've seen it.
Yeah.
He was a flash in the pan. It's over. I've seen it.
And it's weird because we all know there is a hood chick energy that comes from her. And there's a lot of people that don't like that, especially when it comes to sports, widely run by white people but that want to control black
bodies. But then that's an oxymoron, right? Because yeah. How do you hate it in her, but love it in other people who do the same, who may portray that same, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, you can't hate on her and then, oh, we love Cardi B.
Thank you. So, I think
you would not look good.
It comes out, she's doing better, and I'm glad about that, but there is controversy about some other stuff. So, like you said, the Jamaican team had 1-2-3 in the Olympics.
And in the Prefontaine Classic as well. Yeah.
So in the Olympics it happened, and I didn't catch that tweet that went on. But she, if you can tell, what did she tweet about, or what did she say or like or whatever?
She basically said, she said something to the effect of, y'all only won because I wasn't there, or something like that.
Okay, okay.
Like, let's see what happens when I'm... Let's see what'll happen when I'm around her. Something to that effect. Cool. Like, you didn't congratulate them. You took a shot. Like, you tried to diminish their win.
All right.
And then in the next race, she got her boots smoked.
So, all right. So, all right. You already have that. Like, yo, look, how you feeling just because I ain't there? Cool. Y'all ain't beat the best. Then you get an opportunity to play and you come out and you say, oh, I'm back, bees. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. So they come with their A game and you're not like slightly behind them. You are all the way in the back. So, of course, now here come the comments. And you know they're coming. And someone who is as on the internet as she is, this is where it starts coming. And I think that's why we got the, kind of statement that after the race that we got, because I think she already knew. I think she could feel it. Like, oh, here come the shots. But it's like, you asked for these.
You brought this on yourself.
You asked for this pressure. You know what I'm saying?
You brought this on yourself, fam. You put this target on your back. You asked for this
pressure, and it's going to come. And the pressure is going to be even worse because, you know, how you look and how you act. Should it be like that? No. Do other people act like that in American culture praises them? Yes. Can I understand it? Can I pick when it will and won't happen? No, I can't. But it's happening. Instead of being like, yo, look, man, this sucked, it seems like she kind of fed into the whole social back and forth. And then we have Allyson Felix. Out of the blue. Now, at the same time, There's another young lady I'm gonna bring into a story to kind of maybe help Sha'Carri out a little bit. But Allyson Felix, she's on Jimmy Kimmel at that time. The man who shall not be named is hosting, and she speaks about Sha'Carri and she says something to the effect of, like, you know, encouraging words, you know, things can turn around, you know, you can get better kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that energy, like, you know, just keep at it, stay encouraged.
Right.
Get back in the gym, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Something to that extent. It's no, at least I watched the clip of her talking about her 3 or 4 times in a row just to make sure there wasn't any shade.
Right.
But she puts it out there, and then Sha'Carri says something like, you know, words on TV are just words. And I was like, or something like, it don't mean nothing. It's like, it's fake love kind of thing. And everybody's like, ho, ho, ho. Allyson ain't did nothing to nobody. Why are you coming for her? But I can understand a bruised ego, you lashing out at everybody. Now, with that said, there has been another young lady, the lady that ran the hurdles. She had an Instagram live where she was breaking down crying, talking about disrespect coming from her own teammates. Because the way Sha'Carri said something was like, well, did something happen behind the scenes between them that we don't know about? But from the lady that ran the hurdles, she's light-skinned. She has, like, shoulder-length-ish hair. I can't remember her name, but she won the hurdles. She's American. Okay. She won the hurdles. And she was crying about, like, the disrespect from her team and how they think that just because she's pretty, she has followers just because she's pretty. And, you know, like, she's on some, I work just as hard as y'all do. Like, I'm running these hurdles. Like, being pretty ain't jumping the hurdles. Like, You know what I mean? So then it makes me wonder if there's something behind the scenes, but even if it is, unless you reveal that, it seems like you're attacking what is right now American track royalty for nothing.
Right.
So then she does the thing about turning on violence. And then she talks, she likes more tweets about disrespecting Jamaicans. And it's a wonder why her team, if she has a team, because I don't know. And look, Sha'Carri, I'm out here.
It doesn't seem like it.
If you ain't got a team, I'll work with you. Because I know how to be like, don't tweet that. Don't tweet that. Give me a phone.
Give me a phone.
Just like I said, I can do that for rappers. When a rapper be like, yo, man, I need to shoot somebody. I'd be like, don't do that.
Ooh,
and then be like, yo, man.
There's a rapper in the Philadelphia that needs his phone taken immediately.
I saved $100,000 in court fees by listening to Nerd Soul.
he needs to hire you right now.
So it's, she feeds into the drama, and I think she overdoes it. And she's out here looking bad. But she has a new trainer, and she's ran faster. Now, he did say something about her running in practice, running a 10-5 in practice, which... it's hard to believe that. I mean, I don't think traders would be out here just lying to be lying. But running in practice, unless you having a televised or media day practice, don't really mean much, bruh. Also, it's not the event. I know you run a 10-5 in practice, but my issue is I don't think there's anything wrong with Sha'Carri's physical state. I think she's, maybe she needed more time away from the game mentally, or maybe she said she took two months off. Maybe when she said that, she meant like, I haven't been training either, which was definitely bad.
That's what I think that's what it is. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, so with that said, I'll say this. To wrap all this up, well, I'll say this. On my end, now I'll throw it to my man PL. Sha'Carri, the stuff, the kind of like, it's weird. On one hand, like Usain Bolt said, this is great for the sport because it does bring eyes to the sport.
Correct.
But in that, in doing that, you also paint a target on your back, and you also kind of stoke this division between American Black people and Jamaicans, where I don't think there needs to be any. I didn't even know she had a thing, and she might actually not have a thing, but if it's just between her and the girls on the team, she needs to realize there's larger implications, because especially when it comes to sprint, it's America versus Jamaica. It's like, and I mean, no diss to Canada, no diss to like China, but when it comes to sprinting, I mean, let's be real.
Sorry, guys.
Ain't nobody in China, ain't nobody in Colombia wearing golden shoes, all right? That's us. We do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. No, talk my stuff. No, I'm just, but I don't know if she has an issue with Jamaican people or culture, or she has an issue with them, or it's just a competition thing. But that is playing out online in a situation where it's like, oh yeah, we got beef. And I'm like, I didn't know we had beef with Jamaican people. Did we have beef with Jamaican people? like nobody told me that. I thought we was chilling.
I did not get the memo.
Nobody told me. So I'll say this.
Go ahead.
Sha'Carri, get off of your phone. Right now, you are in the prime time of your youth if you're talking about sports. You know, with modern medicine, you're going to live a long time. But as far as running fast, you are in your prime time. Get off the phone. Just like, he said, get your mind off your girl and your head in them books. Get your mind off social. Instagram is fleeting. Facebook is fleeting. Twitter is fleeting. Records are forever. Get your mind on that track. Get those blinders on and focus. Anything, you shouldn't be doing nothing but lifting weights, training, running, or watching tape. That's it. You need to go Mamba mentality right now until you win. Now, after you rake in about 5 or 6 golds, get on the internet. But right now, all right, right now, it's Mamba time. Now, all them shenanigans got to go, all right? He said you went in 10-5. See what you got.
You got to see it.
I'm just saying. That's Shakari, because I know she watched the show. Shakari, we here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you. I'm just like, yo, drop the shenanigans. All right, PL, take us out of here with your last comment.
I kind of like, I don't mean to be that guy, but I don't like the way that she's being painted. I don't know if it's maybe because, she's quote unquote, she acts quote unquote ghetto. I don't know if maybe it's because she's a woman. Maybe it's because she's a Black woman, or maybe it's an epic combination of all three.
But for some
unfair reason, she gets overly scrutinized more than any other athlete in her field.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Like nobody checked Usain Bolt when he lost his last couple of matches or his last couple of races. He didn't retire undefeated. Nobody said, oh, he was washed or he was slow or he was this. And he talked just as much junk, if not more. He never came in dead last neither. But
yeah, that's right. I think he also didn't come in dead last.
He talked a lot of, like I said, man, I don't like the way that she's being vilified. She did bring a lot of this on herself by her actions, her attitude, how she carried herself, whatever. And that's okay. She just has to learn that if she's going to do, it's like Joel Embiid at the 76ers. It's like, yo, if you going to be that dude, you got to have the game to back that up.
Yeah.
If you're going to play the Joker, you got to average 30, 10, and 5, bro.
True, true.
If you average 30, 10, and 5, Negro, you can do whatever, say whatever you want. Lil Mama, if you run 10, 4, you can say whatever you want. You get back in the gym and you work on your game, and when you come back and you start whooping people again, then you can start talking. Until you start winning, until you start, like, coming up in, like, the 1-2, if you're not placing, fam, you can't talk.
Yeah.
Put your head down and now just focus on Grant. Like, come on, fam.
Zias did come in here. Zias B. Lou, what up, said, but Bolt was humble. He never was this ruthless. Plus, Bolt Jamaican, she repping the U.S.
That's what you saying, Bolt. You know, you saying Bolt was what?
I don't know if I'd say he was humble. Maybe
right now, talking about he can beat Tyreek Hill in a race right now. Fam, and man ain't roasting.
Like, no. Usain Bolt. I don't know if I'd say he was. Would I consider Usain humble?
We forget Bolt used to run and point at people. We used to point at second and third place like, this is Bolt.
Here's the difference. I think the big difference is Usain Bolt. I don't think he was humble. I think he was more of a people's champ. Shakari is definitely not a people's champ. I'd say, because I don't know if I say Usain was humble.
He used to point at second and third place and go, during the race. Like, in the race. Nah,
fam, Tyler Bennett said American accents make the trash talking hurt even more.
Fam, nah, I can't roll with that one. I think that Bolt did some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. The point that I was just trying to make was Bolt had the game to back it up.
Yeah.
Like he had, he could have said, At one point, he could have pointed to people and go, hey, hey, you lost.
For good.
Like, he could have done that. And nobody said it was entertaining. When she gets back to winning and dusting people off in races, then she can do and say whatever. Like, I don't want to say that she was humbled because we're not in her mind. We're not in her head, because we can't say that she was humbled because we not her. She might have took it as a took it on the chin that she lost, but I can't say that she was humbled by it, because she's still talking like she the best, and she knows that. Hey, she might not be at the. He took all that time off. She might not be at the level where she needs to be at right now, but when she gets there, I hope these people are still around, and I hope she has the I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I'm like, yo, get that mind mentality, come on back, but drop the shenanigans, and we should be good. So before we get out of here, right over
here. She needs to stop talking. She needs to, I can't tell a woman what to do, fam, but fam,
we tell athletes what to do all the time.
I would tell that.
This ain't got nothing to do with womanhood.
I would tell that athlete to shut the bloop up and get on the track and run.
Yeah. Mamba mentality, yo. Mamba mentality. That's it.
Less like, you see they asked the other U.S. runner that was in that race, they asked her how she felt about Sha'Carri coming in ninth in the race. She looked dead at the reporter and said no comment. Fam, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yo, we on the same team. I ain't got nothing to say.
I ain't win neither, so I ain't got nothing to say. Yeah, about it's nobody. Like,
I was one step ahead of her. You know what I'm saying?
So fam, I ain't got nothing to say about nobody. Like, I can't talk. So, Sha'Carri, if I were you, fam, I would just get the training, fam. Get the training. Yeah.
Get the training.
I wouldn't have no words for nobody. No smoke for nobody till I knew I was ready.
Yep. So there you go, Sha'Carri. We here. All right, we here. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Get you on a path. So PL, where can they find you?
Parker, PL Lewis, LEWIZ on all streaming platforms, all social media, all that good stuff. Follow me, say hi. I'm here. Holla at you, boy.
What up? Tyler Bennett said, nah, don't hate nerd, let him land. And Shy by Nolan said, you got to show and prove, man. So with that said, show and prove, y'all. Any ID.
Pretty much,
S-O-U-L, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these places, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere. You know, podcast, Spotify, you know, hit that thumbs up.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Don't hide, nerd soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm at 4K. The next thing you know, we're going to be at 10K. You know what I'm saying? You start on the fries, then you go to the burgers, all right? Then you get to the register. You know, after that, that's when you get the big bucks.
When you get to the clipboard, that's when you make the big bucks, fam.
So, guys, from us to you, we're going to leave y'all with PL Parker Lewis and some Arcatron. Ready to say peace? Yeah, and Wu-Tang is for the children. We out. Show them the woo. See y'all next time.
Like Arcatron.
Yeah, Arcatron. And Wah Hassan. Yep, and PL Parker Lewis. So y'all be good. See y'all tomorrow. Shang-Chi. All right, but we got hot takes. We got Marvel What If. And we got mad love for y'all. We out. What up?
I'm the man, yes sir, to kill the bear handed so the people won't forget it.